This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Be careful out there. Vinny told us about the very dramatic atmospheric river storm that's coming to crush us.
Yeah, it's a big storm.
Yeah.
Coming.
Starting this
today.
Morning.
Through Thursday.
I wanted to mention really quickly, you know, while you're thinking about the storm and everything, a couple weeks ago we talked about a high school in Santa Rosa that suffered greatly with the fires. I mean, as so many people did up north. A lot of the students and the teachers there were made homeless after this whole thing.
Where's the high school?
Santa Rosa.
Okay.
Actually, I'm wondering now if maybe Vinny was in Disneyland when we talked about this. So this, the chorus from the school is great, and they won a chance to perform at Carnegie Hall.
Oh, no,
Hall.
I've heard you mention
okay.
this.
Okay, so they're trying to raise money, and there's even a silent donor guy who is saying, if you can get to X amount, I'll give you
another
15 grand.
Right.
So they're really, really close to their goal.
They're $4,900 away. When we first started talking about them, they had raised maybe $5,000. Now they're at $45,000.
Which is huge.
So I reposted the GoFundMe page on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Just take a look. If you feel like contributing, there's the way you can do it. And they have till April 1st. The amount they've raised in such a short amount of time is pretty, like, remarkable.
Just
for the record, today is March 20th. Things are flying past me right now. March 20th already, everyone.
It's spring.
So April 1st is close.
Yeah. Really
close. Just a few days away.
I know.
So
2018's already over. It's Christmas. Tomorrow's Christmas.
Their deadline is April 1st. 70 kids are hoping to participate. It's a dream come true, I think, to perform at Carnegie Hall.
Oh, my God.
Arguably the best concert hall in the country.
And these are, you know, kids who love singing. I'm all about that. Let's help these kids out.
So go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You'll see the GoFundMe page for Santa Rosa High School there.
Thank you, Hooman. Great job. Congratulations, Chelsea. She's our latest thousandaire. You could be just like Chelsea. Text BAND to 72881. One lucky winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Band is the word. 72881 is the number. UPS Freight is seeking full-time city drivers, road drivers, and part-time dock workers in San Leandro. Great starting pay. Drivers have to have a CDLA. Apply at upsjobs.com. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Oakland A's. Baseball is back. Opening day and night with the A's. Check out athletics.com/green today. The Hollywood Reporter is saying that the main stars of Stranger Things just got big, fat pay raises.
Good for them.
The show
is excellent.
It is excellent. Oh, yeah. Play that. Woo!
And I'll probably go back and watch seasons 1 and 2 again before season 3.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a date on season 3's release, but they got to get these things out quick. Those kids ain't getting any younger. So David Harbour and Winona Ryder, he plays Detective Hopper or Captain Hopper or whatever it is, and she's the mom. They are now making $350,000 an episode.
Nice.
He started with $80,000 and she was getting $100,000. And she was the biggest star on the show. She was getting paid the
most. By far.
She was the biggest star. So now they're making the same amount, $350,000 apiece. The boys, Gaten Matarazzo, Caleb McLaughlin, Noah Schnapp, and Finn Wolfhard are going from $30,000 per episode to $250,000 per episode. That's about a 750% raise.
Isn't it weird that this makes public news?
It is kind of weird. Like, we know what these people are making.
And it's not just that we know, it's that it's put out there.
Yeah. Oh, fully stories about it. You didn't have to go looking for it. It came to me. The older, so those are the young, those are the four main boys. The older teens who play the older brother of the little boy who was gone the whole first season.
Oh, Charlie. Can't think of all their
names. Oh, yeah, Charlie. And then what's the girl's name? Can you remember? It's like Kathy or something.
I've never
Nancy.
Seen the show.
It's Nancy. Oh, you haven't seen it?
I've never seen it.
What are you waiting for?
Because
you're so lucky.
Yeah. I don't have Netflix anymore.
Oh, you got what's the matter with you? Gotta get Netflix.
I just don't.
And then the other boy's name, the one with the hair, the one with the big bouffant hairdo, Steve.
He is. I want to not like him, but he's a classic.
He is great. So they are now making $150,000 per episode.
They've turned him from the DB sort of boyfriend guy to the hero dude.
Oh no, he's
who goes
great.
Back and like goes for it.
Yeah, he's great. They're all really in this thing. It's. Oh, you got to get it just to watch this. Don't they do it like a first month free or something? You could power through it and then cancel?
Well, the last time we had it and then John tried to cancel it, it took forever to get it canceled. Oh. I mean,
yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Huh. Speaking of Steve and Nancy, they did it, right? At the pool party?
Steve and Nancy.
That's the boyfriend.
I do think they did it.
They
at
did
the pool
it, right?
Party. And I think she did it with Charlie, too, at that guy's house. Yeah, because she likes Charlie. She's torn between two lovers, feeling like a fool.
In season two, when they were trying to solve the...
Yeah, when they were at that reporter's house. I'm pretty sure they did it there, too.
How old are these kids?
I don't know, 17?
Teenagers. Mm-hmm. Older teens. They're the older teens of the kids.
They don't really spell it out that things have been done or not done, but my guess is, yeah.
I thought for sure, that's why I was saying, I think Steve's sort of the DB guy, because he, you know, did her, and then he wasn't really... Then he was too cool when she's like...
He's still clearly into her, though.
Well, he is, but that's because he was a DB and she stopped being around him and went with the other guy. Mm. And all of a sudden,
now
he's all
back.
Oh, wait a minute. What did I do?
There is no official word on how much Eleven is making, Millie Bobby Brown. It sounds like she's getting more than the $250 that the younger boys are making, but less than the $350 that the... two adults on the show are making. So there's, you know, so let's call that around 300,000. So season three has only 8 episodes. That's $2.8 million for the adults, about 2.4. So if we're guessing right about 11, 2 million for each of the boys, 1.2 million for the older teens. Barb will not be getting paid for this season.
The only thing I'm seeing regarding dates is the end of 2018.
Oh.
At the earliest, but they're really looking at the start of 2019.
Well, wouldn't it be great? Because didn't the last episode dump happen on Halloween or right around Halloween? It'd be great for them to do that again. Well, we'll know soon when it's going to be out. I'm sure they'll get a date going, and then everyone can re-binge all the old Stranger Things. By the way, and I was going to save this for later, but I think this is a good time to do it. U.S. consumers spend $2 billion monthly on streaming video services right now. 55% of U.S. households now subscribe to at least one video streaming service. That's up from 10% in 2009. So in less than a decade, the amount of people who are... I mean, that's what people are doing. So many people now, you get a smart TV and you just sign into all these things that you're already a member of, and they're doing away with cable and satellite and... just watching the streaming services. And CBS even has their own. Like, you can watch network TV if you, you know, I have to pay for that, but.
That's my problem with all of these separate subscriptions is that you've separately signed up and your card's going ding, 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 ding.
Yep.
It's, I don't like that part.
It's a rub because there are certain things that you're going to want from this one. And so you wind up paying as much as you would anyway.
I'm going to wait for some consolidation. I feel like
there's
we're in the
be a
early days,
that gets you, yeah.
And there's no doubt that we just got done talking about how much info we're giving away without, we don't think twice. And now we're seeing there's uses for all this beyond what we sort of can even imagine.
The survey found a drop in pay TV subscriptions which I assume is cable or satellite, 63% of U.S. households subscribe to a traditional cable, satellite, or telco service, down from 74% just 2 years ago. And they're saying Gen Z, ages 14 to 20, it's especially pronounced. Well, those people wouldn't be paying for cable anyway at this point. Millennials, ages 21 to 34, Gen X, 35 to 51. 22% of millennials say they've never subscribed to a pay TV service. So $2 billion a month is what's getting paid for streaming TV, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon, and the like. So Donald Trump Jr.'s wife filed for divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. By the way, if you have a minute today, you've got to Google Donald Trump Jr., wedding photos.
Oh, you gotta look it up.
They're so funny. Like Eric, I almost died laughing looking at some of these photos. Ivanka still looks gorgeous. Oh my god, they're hilarious.
Who's Eric?
Eric is the brother, the younger brother.
The one who's getting divorced.
No, Donald. Yeah, he's the younger brother, the one who's getting divorced. Donald Trump Jr. is the one with the black slick back hair. He's the one with the blonde slick back hair.
Oh my god.
Are you looking at those? They're hilarious. You bring that in for Brittany to look at?
I don't need to see it.
You got to see it.
I really
you
don't.
You have to.
I have...
Just look.
Look at that hair, bro.
You have that hairdo in your headshot. What do you... Pull up his headshot.
Let me see it. Let me see.
That's your hairdo.
That's the photo, man.
That's the hairdo you have in your headshot.
I do not look like that guy.
Well, I didn't say you look like that guy.
But you were making fun of his hair.
Yeah, that hairdo. Look at it. Am I right?
Oh.
Exactly the same hairdo.
That sepia tone one. It's close.
It's close? That's it.
Well, he's got a little more curl in his.
It's all right. Vinny's feisty today, everyone.
Oh, all right.
That's what's going on.
I'm feisty.
So he and his wife are getting divorced. Vanessa is the wife's name. She's lovely. They have 5 children.
Bryn, am I right or am I right?
Should we put them up side by side?
I think you should.
There it is, one, the other.
Oh damn it! Our computers hate us.
It's just a loose wire. I got this.
It's too late. Anyway,
too late.
You lose.
So there are some.
It's exactly the same damn hairdo.
Put it up on.
He's very feisty today, everyone. He's going to jump on all of us eventually before 10 a.m.
All right. It's me.
Go to the office and Photoshop this or what?
Yeah, you need to put it all together. So there are sources that are saying Donald Trump Jr. Had an affair with Aubrey O'Day when she was on Celebrity Apprentice back in 2011.
And that's the reason for the breakup?
I'm not sure if that's the ultimate reason, because they did keep it together and had 2 more kids afterward as well. What was the name of the band that she was
Vanity
in?
Vanity Kane.
That was Diddy.
That was P. Diddy that
right.
had the show.
Brother
the
Love.
Putting together the band, and he had those girls.
So I was not exactly sure who Aubrey O'Day was, so I looked her up, and I hate to say it, but she's a bimbette. Like the big blonde hair and the just heavy makeup and the outfit where you're just like, oh my God, your boobs are going to fall out. Which is fine. You know, she's allowed to dress like that. I'm not really saying.
I've seen her in a few things. She seems like a very nice woman.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay. What have you seen her in?
Some reality TV shows that she's been on. And she was dating Pauly D, remember, from Jersey Shore for a minute? Yeah.
That seems about the right spot.
But I don't know. Just seen her on those shows, and maybe it's an act or a bit. She just seems like a nice person.
Seems nice. Well, yeah. She's just...
I think she was born in San Francisco, too.
She's completely off my radar.
Yeah, she doesn't make great fashion choices.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Clicked a few Google images. I was like, oh, my. Oh, my God. Does your dad know you're outside dressed like that? Oh. Anyway, Aubrey O'Day was on Celebrity Apprentice back in 2011, and the rumor is that Donald Trump Jr. was hitting that at the time. He told her that it was over with his wife, that they were separated, he didn't love his wife, all that stuff, and Aubrey fell for him. She thought they were going to be together for real. Obviously, that didn't happen. Supposedly, he ended the affair in 2012 after his wife found emails between him and Aubrey. They went on to have two more kids, so they have a total of five kids. And they stayed together until she filed for divorce last week. So whether or not it's true, there's a few interesting things that have sort of come of this. On the night that Trump won the presidential election, Aubrey complained on Twitter, my story I didn't tell is worth millions now.
She did?
And then there was a track that she released a year after the breakup, the alleged breakup. So this was 2013. That was about an affair. And even though he's not mentioned by name, the title of the song is DJT. Oh. You know what? Right. Who wore it best? And put that up on our... That is... What a wonderful job you've done. So we've got... Put that up on Alice973 Instagram with a who wore it best.
I don't know.
You got to do it. When, come and look at this. It's so cute. It's so funny.
I'm hiding.
Oh. I'm going to go look.
Yeah, come see Yuzi.
I'm sorry. You said the hairdo and I went, I recognize that hairdo on you. I wasn't trying to be jerky.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same hairdo.
You have to put that up. Hooman did wear it best. However, I think we should let the Alice audience
Hooman is more handsome, for sure.
Make the whole thing black and white, and then it'll...
A million times more handsome.
Oh, my God. A kajillion times.
Yeah,
you're so much. You're so good looking in that picture.
I'm not doing the other guy, but Hooman, you never know.
Throw him a little love. Anyway, so there's a track called DJT that she released as a solo artist in 2013, and it is about an affair, and apparently it starts with a phone call between her and some dude. Were you able to find that or no?
Terrible song, but I'm sure it's a pretty common theme, right?
Sure. I mean, you're the woman who got left behind. I thought we were going to be together. You made me all kinds of promises that I did stuff with you that I wouldn't do with anybody else.
Like that one thing.
One I do. Anyway.
All good.
You're the best.
Maybe we'll hear more about this. Maybe we won't. Maybe she'll sell her story for millions. Maybe she won't. Maybe we'll care. Maybe we won't. But that's what's happening.
What's so funny is I just feel like, so someone would pay her millions, huh? To hear about the son. Okay.
Excuse me.
And he did you say the wife was pregnant at the time with one of the kids?
Oh, I don't know if she was pregnant.
No, they had two more kids after the affair. Is what
but they
said.
Had three altogether before that, so maybe she was pregnant during it. Who knows? Another source says that Vanessa, Donald Trump Jr.'s wife, is divorcing him because he treats her like a second-class citizen and kept her on such a tight budget that she had to turn to her mother for money.
What?
Yeah, they're saying...
They're made of money.
I know.
That can't be the reason.
I agree. They say her life at home isn't as gilded or glamorous as one would expect. He treats her like a second-class citizen. He gives her very little help and has been keeping her on a tight budget. She doesn't live a lavish life and can very rarely pick up a check at dinner. I know. Whatever.
A seven-course meal at the French Laundry.
I can't pay for that. Anyway, she hates the stuff he posts online, pictures of their kids and how he paints a picture of him as a perfect father like he's Mr. Dad. It's not the truth. And when he's not away on business trips, he's fishing and hunting. So, who knows if any of it's real. Sometimes people just get sick of each other. Don't ask me. Harvey Weinstein's, the Weinstein Company, has filed for bankruptcy after the wave of sexual misconduct allegations against the company's founder. And it looks like they may have found a buyer. They're saying there may be an agreement with someplace called Lantern Capital Partners out of Dallas. If the court approves, Lantern's allegedly agreed to purchase the company for between $300 and $320 million. So that may be what's happening. All right. And then I thought we might play a little game.
Oh, a game.
Not like a game. What? You will be able to play. Not like that kind of game. Last night on Jimmy Fallon, they played a game of Name That Tune.
I need this $5 bad.
Okay, $5 if you
can
get
it. Did you pay
the
intern money yesterday?
I didn't. That's why I need it so bad. But I did.
$10.
I was out and I had some cash and I did buy some things with the 20 to get the change I needed to pay Soleil. So I got my dough for her. When's she back?
Tomorrow.
Okay, I got her tomorrow. All right.
So
I'm in the hole.
The Roots start. So it's Blake Shelton standing at one podium and Jimmy Fallon standing at another podium. Mm-hmm. And the Roots are going to play a song and the first person to guess it is going to win, whatever it is.
Okay.
That soon.
So we're going to play it for you. And if you get it before they start talking, then you'll get $5. Okay.
Oh, hold on. I got to turn it up.
Okay. Oh, Vinny. Yes.
Friends.
How many of us have them? Friends.
Did I get it?
No, you didn't.
Oh, no!
Okay, we're gonna keep rolling the track.
Right. Oh, I know.
Anybody?
It sounds familiar.
It's too late. You don't.
Hold on.
It's totally familiar.
It's not.
It's a song we play here.
We've played it, absolutely.
Yeah.
Can you guess it, Uzi?
Is it a Fergie song?
No.
No, you know who it is? It's who sings I'm Like a Bird?
Nelly Furtado?
Is it Nelly Furtado?
It's not Nelly Furtado.
Come on in!
You guys, the big clue here is that Blake Shelton's on the show. Keep playing.
Oh, it's Gwen Stefani! Duh!
Oh, dun-dun-dun. Not Bananas.
Of course it's Gwen Stefani. Oh,
so Jimmy realizes it.
He's getting killed right now. He just got crushed.
Yeah. Dang.
So Blake goes over and sits down on the stairs with like his head in his hands. And Jimmy sits next to him like, we can edit this out. We don't have to put it on there. We'll...
That is great. How funny.
Very funny. So Blake clearly not spending a lot of time listening to his... They're not married, are they?
You know, it depends on who you talk to.
Right.
People say they're
secretly
married.
And then you hear that he's like dumped her or something.
Well,
there's always
stories,
yeah,
right?
That's what
she's
saying.
Pregnant. Oh, she's going to have twins.
In the grocery store line, you will see all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
10 different headlines on 10 different magazines.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there you go. That was on Fallon last night. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
I've got news on the March for Our Lives here in San Francisco. Self-driving Uber car makes the news, and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Couple things here real quick. I was just reminded, Eid Mubarak.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
Happy
everyone.
Nowruz.
Happy Persian New Year.
Happy everybody. Persian New Year. Unfortunately, we get no fest in June today. We didn't prepare for this.
Right.
Kind of too bad. Happy Persian New Year, everybody.
Thank you.
Very exciting. I believe Bryn is right now working on the photo, the side-by-side comparison of how much better Hooman's hair is than Donald Trump Jr., or how much better he wears it. There's some funny wedding photos from Donald Trump Jr.'s wedding, whenever it was, 10 more
2005,
years ago.
2005, I think.
I have two texts. 510 says, Hooman, we love you better always. Vinny, be nice. I didn't bring up the hairdo. I wasn't the one. I mean, I just said, that looks like your hair from your photo. But he was the one who said, look at that guy's hair. Come on, Hooman, intentionally puts the worst pics of SNV. Post that pic of him.
Yeah, we got to put that up. It's so funny, Hooman. I know you hate it, but we got to do it. Eid at Mubarak, buddy. It's just so funny. You're so much better looking than him. I mean, don't worry. So anyway, there's that. I just wanted to say happy Persian New Year. This part of the show is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Oh, we cannot wait for Ready Player One next week on Wednesday. We're doing a private Sarah and Vinny screening. It's middle of the day in San Francisco, so please make sure you can come if you're going to try and win these tickets right now. We'll take caller number 9, 800-400-3697. Caller 9 wins 2 passes to our exclusive Ready Player One screening in San Francisco. It opens in theaters everywhere Thursday, March 29th. You have plenty of time to read the book in the next week. Believe me, you won't be able to put it down.
It is a good book.
So good. I don't know how they're going to do it, but I'm excited for it. So Ready Player One, next week. You want to go, call now, 800-400-3697. There's fresh And there's In-N-Out Burger Fresh. Come see your made-to-order burger being freshly prepared before your eyes and taste the In-N-Out difference.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is where you can watch this show, find our podcasts, and more. It's also full of info like, you know, if there's a protest, hey, go to RadioAlice.com.
That's right.
That's where you can find out what to wear and where to be.
Sure. Finger on the pulse of what's going on in the Bay Area.
Right?
Right, Vinny.
Right. All right. Here's what... Oh, by the way, today is the first day of spring.
Yay!
And we have a huge storm moving in. They're calling it, though, the last storm, the last doozy of the winter. So
How can they know?
Well, they look at patterns and then they don't really know. You're right. But they make guesses and they think this might be the last big one. So...
Well, that's good news.
Try not to crash in the next 3 days, and you may have actually
You'll make
made it through
next
the
winter.
Right. Yay!
Woo.
All right, we have another school shooting. I've been getting little dribs and drabs about this. The latest I have, school officials report there was a school shooting at Maryland High School. The event is contained. Three people were injured. The campus is on lockdown. I don't have much more than that. So they are evacuating the students to another location to meet up with their parents, but that's the latest, is that three people were injured. And it looks like that includes the shooter. So
that's horrifying.
And that leads me to my next story, which is the Big March. The event is a part of a worldwide day of protest organized mainly by the students in the aftermath of the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida. These are the high school kids that were there. And the March for Our Lives is going to happen in San Francisco. Actually, it'll be happening in San Jose and Oakland as well. But it looks like the kickoff party here in the city is at 1 o'clock this Saturday at the Civic Center Plaza. And then the march, they haven't figured out the route, but that will happen from that location.
And I'm sure those are everywhere, you know, wherever you're living,
wherever you're hearing us,
right?
March for Our Lives demonstration is this Saturday. So, and you can go to RadioAlice.com, and again, they'll tell you the locations and if there's anything specific to wear, you know.
Right. What to write on your signs, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Suggestion. Or is the color orange...
That's I don't know, but that's...
I believe it's orange.
I would imagine that kind of stuff ends up getting posted there as well.
Sure.
You don't want to wear purple.
If that's not the right color.
Right. So Uber has been testing self-driving cars. They were in a weird situation with Waymo / Google, because Google had been doing that for a long time.
And they said they jacked the...
Left Google, right. And then ended up working for Uber. And it looks like... Anyway, I think they settled all that out of court. But Uber has been doing these self-driving car tests in Arizona. And they say here, in what is believed to be the first death of a pedestrian hit by a self-driving car on a public street, it was a woman in Tempe, Arizona. She was killed in an accident involving an Uber autonomous vehicle on Sunday night. Uber immediately suspended its testing of such vehicles. The woman's name was Elaine Herzberg. She's 49, was 49. She was struck as she walked. She was on the center island and jumped out in front of the Uber. She was not in a crosswalk. In fact, as I read more about the story, I thought they're completely off the hook.
I had not heard that part of it. The only thing I'd heard was that she was struck and killed. And I wondered if it was a situation like that, a jaywalking situation. I hate to say it. I'm glad to hear that, you know, no matter who had been driving or not driving that car, if someone jumps in front of your car, you've only got a split second to, or not. Sometimes there's just nothing you can do. Even if you swerve to avoid, you're going to... You're going to catch that person. Oh, that's
the woman
awful,
who was
though.
Hit was transported to a local hospital where she died.
So there was a person
in the car. Absolutely, there was, and they had cameras on the front of the car as well. And they say that she jumped out in front of the car, and whether this was a person driving or an autonomous vehicle, there was absolutely no time to stop. This person, they're saying, is was homeless and had multiple bags or collection of what they think or...
Like her possessions were...
Or it was recyclables.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not sure what she was carrying around, but it was...
That's awful.
Unavoidable is the early report. We'll see, though. The camera, they have cameras. So if this is just some kind of cover-up, we'll find that out as well. The reason it's a big issue, not only because someone died in the accident, but self-driving car companies are about to launch autonomous cars here in California on April 2nd.
Jesus.
They won't have any human support behind the wheel.
And that's my question. How? So I assume the car stops automatically. Like I've been involved in a crash of mm-hmm. some kind, I'm stopping. If there's no operator of the car...
There is a communication. There's some type of communication available to the car.
Okay.
From the center. Right.
Where they're
yes.
controlling these things.
Yes.
So someone would be able to exchange information or be there to answer questions or...
Or send someone out.
Right. That is very... It's disheartening.
Of course, this death now has... It's made people call for a suspension of self-driving car tests on public roads.
Although, like you said, it wasn't an avoidable accident.
Well, they're going to get that info out there, and it's not going to be something that they can smokescreen. So
mm-mm.
if they're responsible, then that will come out. And if this person, look, we've all seen that happen on here in San Francisco. I don't think Tempe's anywhere near as busy as San Francisco is, but that the darting out in front of cars happens all day. Or the walking without looking and daring you to not.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, and the person doesn't break stride or even look at
mm-mm.
you. And you're just all, wow.
Or they're on their phone.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's it. They're just...
Oblivious.
Yeah. What?
I'm in a crosswalk.
I'm walking here.
Right.
And you just, well, okay, but you know, I don't want to kill you.
No.
And I was.
Oh my God.
Driving here on a road with a green light. And you just went against the red, but okay. Anyway, that's the latest there is that there are some reports out now that
right.
it was unavoidable, but someone did die due to self-driving Uber car.
You know, was it you who referred me to that video of...
Yes.
They say that these cars, the range of sight, you know, quote-unquote sight that they have is like a football field and in any direction, like so much broader than an actual driver would have, that it's surprising to me that they didn't see this person jaywalking, that they didn't see them, like, were they standing behind a palm tree and just jumped out?
I think so, yes.
Oh, really?
I think there was something in the center divide that wasn't, that this person jumped out from behind.
So the car couldn't see it, even though they have such long range.
I think so.
Viewing capability.
I read about it, that, I actually read about it, maybe it was early this morning, but as I read further, I went, oh, they're totally off the hook. That was my feeling anyway.
I didn't see that much info and I was... You know me, I'm for this.
Well, sure, me too. I commute long ways. It'd be nice to get in the car and do other stuff.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Do your work on your way to work.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vinny.
Oh, actually, this is going to be a contest for you.
Okay. I can win $5?
Yes, all you right. can win $5.
Hit me. It's time to play a game.
Can you tell me the only English word that ends with the letters MT?
Dreamt.
Damn it!
Is that the only one?
Damn it all!
You owe her $5.
I'm sorry. Is that the only one? Dreamt
did you not hear the question? There's the only English word that ends in the...
There were a few.
That ends in what?
M-T.
Oh, M-T. We've heard that before, though. I was thinking M-T.
Well, that's it.
Dreamt
is the word.
She got it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
$5.
Better get more money.
I got it.
Boy, you are just owing and owing. It's like a bank of Vinny. Everyone's going to go for their withdrawal.
What is going on around here?
I don't know.
I was going to ask you. Never mind.
Michael Jordan is the answer.
Still earns approximately $60 million a year from his Nike endorsement, more than any athlete who's currently playing.
Wow. Damn.
$60 million a year.
That is ridiculous.
And he doesn't even lace them up, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not on the hardwood anymore.
$1.65 billion.
Yeah.
It's good to be Michael Jordan.
Yep.
Hotter to be Michael B. Jordan, but good to be Michael
for
Jordan.
Crying out loud. You're back to that.
Oh,
is that the picture she posted?
Up on Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, good job.
Way to go, Brian.
What is it on?
Oh, damn, that's good.
On the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Hooman, I know you're not going to like this, but you have to see the job that Brian did on this photo. It's so good.
The most common city name in the world is?
Most common what?
City name in the world is?
Springfield.
San Jose.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
There are 1,716 cities, towns, villages, counties, and regions named San Jose. San Antonio comes in second place.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And one last one.
All right.
The actor Bela Lugosi was buried in one of his Dracula costumes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, why not? That's what he was known for.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
It's already raining down here in Santa Clara.
Is it raining here, Brittany? Can you see it?
It's not raining. It's a little wet in the roads, but
yeah.
I don't see any rain coming.
It's
down.
Coming. I feel it coming. Really coming, babe.
925 says, I won't change my TP, but I did do cloth diapers. Laundry machines are super water savers these days. And I've heard that. The new ones, the front loaders, use less than a third of what the old laundry used to use.
Do you put them in there with the full load in them?
No.
What do you do?
Well, I don't know. I can't say that.
I mean,
actually,
do I have to rinse it in a bucket first?
The missus washes all kind of stuff together. I learned you wash towels. Whites, just whites.
Yeah.
Colors I even mix up from cotton to the workout clothes. And break those up so they're together.
Wow.
You don't do that?
Not the workout. Oh, yeah.
No, I'll throw a towel in with my. I just.
You do? They don't dry out at the same rate, though.
No, they're fine. I just dry everything to within an inch of its life.
I just do whites and colors.
Whites and colors. Like super segregated laundry. Sounds so racist when you talk about laundry. You gotta separate the whites and the colors. Yeah. Boy. It's amazing we haven't come up with new names for those.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, I don't know, Vin. Actually, we're going to play that song again. If there's a benefit song, and it's I'm super disheartened to hear that there's another school shooting today. But the March for Our Lives is this weekend, and there's a benefit song that Lin-Manuel Miranda and Ben Platt, two big Broadway people, have put together. So we'll play you that. I think we're going to play that at 8:30 or so, but we'll talk a little bit about that. But also, oh boy, more school shooting stuff. You know what? I'm going to find something else. I'm going to find something fun to do after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.